And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a right old show this week. I've got some interesting information for you. We've also got I'm almost sick of saying we've got a mixed bag, but it is it's another mixed bag. We are playing one band twice, at the start of the show and the end. You'll find out why when I play them right now. This is The Movement. Listening to the Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Movement, who I believe are from Sweden, and a track called I Feel Groovy. And I've got a little bit of information. I've got the trouble to type up here. Yeah. The Movement, celebrating 10 years together by bringing out Follow the Movement, which is a compilation of previous work and four new tracks. Their music is unusual because it's not only been played all over the world, but it's also been played in outer space.
Ooh.
Thanks to the help of Swedish astronaut Christer Fuglesang. Christer Fuglesang. He went up in a rocket and he played their stuff. How cool is that?
That is pretty cool.
They're playing... they've got a few gigs coming up, but the one of most interest is in June. They're playing Duna Jam, which is the sort of hippie-ish version of PP Bowls, which is the one I went to in October. They do something in June or something in October. And a couple of people that I went... that I met in October in Sardinia are going to the June one, so they'll see them there. Well done, you. Good work. Like that. Like The Movement a lot. What I know is, Tony, what is The Movement's website?
TheMovements.com?
It is.
Huh.
It's that simple. I think you might win this week. It's Tony 1, probably being the internet nil. I'm coming right in with what happened last week here.
Okay.
Because I was going to do an interview. Oh, I am doing the interview. Yes, that's right. Because I'm going to be doing an interview when I would be talking about last week. It does make sense. I had a bit of a big one last week, Tone.
Okay.
Last Friday, I'm just going to talk you through Friday first. Last Friday, I had a photo shoot in the day with the brilliant Sharon Cooper, and it was to take photos for my flyer for my Edinburgh show this year.
Which, oh, right.
Yeah, so basically, I'm not going into too much detail now, but I had to get dressed up as a kind of crap version of a few different fairy tale characters. This did result in me wearing a crown at one point. It also resulted at one point in me wearing a summer frock, a blonde wig, holding a huge mobile phone and a wand. And I do look rather disconcerting with a blonde wig on.
Yes.
I can tell you. Have you seen the photo?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. It will... you will be able to see the photo in my blog, which I'm actually writing during the recording of this show, so it'll be up later on this evening. And to see the blog, go to paulieb.blogspot.com and you'll find the latest blog there, which has all the information about the photo shoot and what happened after. Because what happened after was I went to, once again, to Club 85. I didn't have a gig on a Friday night again. Went to Club 85, where I was lucky enough to see Badhead, the Newtown Centres, and the Metatrons. Now, Badhead and the Newtown Centres, someone's reversing in my... Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Someone's reversing... Because I've left my back window open, because I was getting a bit of airflow today.
Sure.
I wonder how long that'll be there for. techno. Badhead... and Newtown Centres that we've played on the show. Newtown Centres quite a lot, in fact.
Mm.
And the Metatrons, who you will be hearing an interview from shortly. And it was their album launch party. But all three bands had information about new albums that are coming out. So it was quite nice. And I interviewed all three of them. The Badhead interview, I'm going to wait for the next show because I can't find their CD. The Metatrons interview we will be doing shortly, and the Newtown Centres one I appear to have forgotten to press record on.
Oh, right.
Oops. Oh, I can't find it on my thing. Anyway, that was that. Brilliant night. And hi to the people I was talking to the most, who were Sean, Sarah and Lou. Had a really, really great time with them. Saw a few Punky Radio listeners there that I didn't know listened, which was quite nice. Very sensibly left there, Tony, at 1 a.m. Well, just before 1 a.m, in fact, because I wanted to get the 1 a.m. train back to Letchworth, because I had to get up early on Saturday morning rather than me stay out all night and everything go wrong.
Okay.
So I went back to the railway station, where I got in a really good conversation with these five young lads, and we talked about music, and it's cool. We got the train back to Letchworth, we got off the train, we decided to try and get a late drink at the Arena Tavern. We walked halfway up to the Arena Tavern, we all had a really good time. And then the biggest one punched me in the back of the head really hard twice for no reason. And as I looked round to say, why did you do that for? He punched me in the face. And as my lips split and blood spurted all over the pavement, they all ran off.
A bit random.
Well, yeah. It's a bit of a shock. The funniest thing about it was what I said. Now, I don't know whether you've ever been hit on the back of the head when you're not expecting it. When you attack, basically. But I haven't been hit for 26 years. Right. Yeah. So it was a bit of a shock, and the first punch to the back of the head sort of just stunned me, and I thought, oh, that was something must have fallen out of the sky or something, you know. Then the second one hit me on the back of the head. I thought, I'm being hit on the back of the head here. And the bloke, I looked round to face the guy who punched me, and as I looked round, he hit me inside the face. Now, whether he meant to or not, I don't know. He might have meant to hit me in the back of the head again, because I'd turn round. Anyway, hit me back in the face. He punched me in the face. And I just said, what do you think you'd say, Tony, faced with that? You're fucking hell, or God, or ow, or anything like that, do you reckon?
Ow, probably, would be the best thing, yeah.
I said, what on earth do you think you're doing? I don't... Why I'd say that line, I don't know. Anyway, he didn't even answer, they just ran off. And I don't know whether it's some extreme happy slapping that they're... finding blokes on their own late at night and punching me in the back of the head. I don't know, because my mate got punched in the head the week before and sent me a text saying I've just been punched in the back of the head, and I sort of laughed and said, what, in Letchworth? But yeah, so got around the corner to the pub, where there was a couple of people I knew from the pub, and we got a cab straight home, and I phoned up the fuzz, and they said they'd got it on CCTV, and we'll wait to see what happens. I'll tell you about what happened when the policeman came round today, later on in the show, or maybe even on the next show. But it is all in the blog. Should you, I don't. It's going to take me too long to tell you the whole thing. So it is all there. I want to get on with the next track now, Tony. Okay. I realise that may have been a bit of a, something you weren't expecting there at the start of the show. Hmm. That Paul gets assaulted. But anyway. Next band this evening. I've got something else to read out about. A band called Camp David. Spelled with a K. Camp David. This came through from Manila PR. The track's called Red Hotel. We'll be in a second. But they sent me it through, and I went, he said, I think you'll like this. This is your sort of thing. And I went, right, listen to it. And yes, it is. That's absolutely brilliant. Not like that other stuff you send me sometimes. It's useless. and he said, listen to this. He said, cheers, Paul. Guessing these guys will be up your street. Dermot O'Leary's producer's reactions were, heavens no. So on that basis, we're playing them. So what I want to know is, what is Camp David's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/CampDavid.
Spelt?
K-A-M-P-D-A-V-I-D.
Tony 2, Paulie B in the Internet Now. This is Red Hotel. Listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any podcast alley coins?
Yes.
Ooh.
I do.
You don't seem over, sure.
It's a surprise to me. But it seems like it's kind of working again, or still working. Maybe it was a temporary glitch. So I'm gonna hope for the best and say it's working. Please vote for us. It's not many people's voted this month for us because it's had a few issues, but please do vote for us. Easy way to do that, go to punkyradio.com at the top of the screen. Important, please vote for his link, hit that, enter your email address, and also just comment if they wish. Let's read them out. Here's the top four for this week. Top four. If you get some more in this week, that would be much appreciated. Thank you very much. First one, is this thing on? Well, it's always worth a vote for my favourite podcast, even if I do say so myself. I always give myself a round of applause every time I remember to clean my teeth, but not until I've dried my hands. I'm not an idiot. Paulie B. Thank you, Paulie B.
Yes, thank you, me. So one of the votes is from me, then?
Yes.
Right.
Second one. Works for me. Contrary to Mr. Edwards' message to the Facebook group, Podcast Alley works for non-listed users as well. Failing to think of another good word to screw up for Tony here. Well, failing to think of was clearly enough. So I'll just say, keep up the excellent work. Timo/TheGrinch.
More from him shortly.
Yeah, so clearly it is working. So there you go. Don't know, weird. Just try and vote for us. Thirdly, love your junk from Tim Potter.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you, I think.
I love yours too.
And finally, like a well-known fence covering, it does what it says on the tin. You're not wrong, Paul Jordan. Thank you very much.
Paul Jordan?
999.
Hello,
is he a policeman?
No.
I'd be a policeman to vote for.
Unless it's a different Paul Jordan. He was my prefect at school.
Oh.
Yeah. Hello, Paul Jordan. I didn't know he listened.
And that's it. That's it for Podcast Alley. So get voting.
Well, excellently, well done. There was mention of the Punky Radio Facebook page there as well. If you haven't liked us already, please do go to the page. It's just on Facebook. Just type in Punky Radio. Like the page. I'm still sort of working out how to use it and that, but it seems to be quite a good way for us to get in touch with you and for you to leave comments for us as well. A few people have done so, but I'll be mentioning them on next week's show and the show after. Right, next track, Tone.
Okay.
This is a band I've been waiting a long time to play, and that actually fits in quite nicely. I saw them in Sardinia last October. My mate, I didn't get a hold of their CD. My mate Steve bought a copy. They are, I think, a Sicilian band called Capatini Lignu. I'm not sure whether that's the right way to say it. It might be Capatini Lignu. Capatini Lignu. Capatini Lignu. It's something like that. It means wooden box.
Oh.
It means wooden box. And they're a two-piece band that make a lot of noise, basically. Let's see what you think of this. This is The Robbery.
Today, I dare
You are briefly listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
But you won't be hearing them very long because we are about to hear an interview I did last Friday before I got punched in the head by the Metatrons, and lots of information in it, and it'll go straight into the next track after that. Just before that, Tony, what is Capitini Eligno website or MySpace page or Facebook page or anything at all? Anything? Yeah, I'll give you the chance on anything here.
MySpace.com/Capitini Eligno.
I couldn't tell you, mate. I can't find a thing.
So I haven't got anything though.
Can't find a thing about them. But I gave you the chance, you got it wrong, so I'm having a point. So it's Tony 2, Ollie V and the Internet 1. This is an interview I did last Friday with the Metatrons. So, Paulie V, Punky Radio, now joined by how many members of the Metatrons have I got here?
You've got 2 members of the Metatrons.
Out of how many in the band?
Out of 4, you've got...
I've got 50% of the Metatrons right here. Simon and Polly, thank you very much for being here. Now, this is the album launch.
Yes.
This evening. What's the name of the album?
It's called Between Planets.
And why did you choose that name? Any reason?
Well, the main one is it's a novel by... it was a 50s science fiction novel by a writer called Robert Heinlein. And the novel is about a boy who is displaced between two universes. The principle of the book basically is that wherever humans go, they will survive. Even if it's like an interplanetary setting, which is what this sort of 1950s science fiction novel is. So we thought it was a good title for an album and suits a band who are kind of between the modern day and between the 80s and 90s, where most of our musical influences come from.
That's just about all the questions I've got. Well, go there. That's great. So why did you choose Club 85, where we are now, for the album launch?
Well, 2 reasons. Firstly, it's up the road from where we live, so it's easy. And the main reason, the real one, is that they're very happy to have us. They gave us our first gig last year. And
so the band have only been going, what, how long? 8 or 9
well,
months?
We did one gig in April last year, and then we had personnel
Shut up,
issues. And then we had a few personnel issues, which I'll go into in more detail later if you like. And then
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a good one. No, it's really interesting stuff, just like the album title thing was.
Jesus.
Oh, dear. That Hillman Imp was not designed for that.
Yeah, anyway,
back to me for a second. What was the question again? Why did it take so long to play again, or how long have you been together? The beginning of 2009, and then we did one gig, and then we couldn't play again until pretty much last week when we did our first gig with our new drummer, Steve, in St Albans. But in between, we did record the album.
So you've managed to bring out an album without really ever having gigged it?
Yeah.
Right.
Because we had all the songs, we were rehearsed, and so on the record, I played the drums, because at the time we didn't have a drummer. And then we used that as the basis for when Steve came in and started to rehearse with us.
Right, and do you think the lineup's settled now? Have you got fingers crossed?
Yeah, I mean, it's fingers crossed, but I mean, Steve's enthusiasm for coming in and rehearsing as often as we like and just saying, you know, I'm into it, was really, really helpful to us, and we really appreciated it, and he's doing a really good job. So.
And are you planning to tour with the album, or is it going to be when you get a gig, you'll take it? And
Well, there's a bit of that. I mean... We've got gigs planned, so we've got this one here at Club 85 tonight.
Oh,
we're doing, careful now, we're doing a benefit gig for Hearts Action Disability in Welling Garden on the 3rd of June.
Which is a Friday night.
Which is a Friday night.
I am vaguely autistic.
Yeah, the coalition government have cut their funding through Hearts County Council by 100%, and they're struggling to stay in one place and operate, so they're doing a bunch of kind of fundraising things, and we're happy to be part of their fundraising.
Oh, cool.
And then we're doing another one at the Ivory in Hitchin at the Posh Nightclub on Sunday the 26th of June. With someone else, we don't know who that is yet.
And
you're doing Vic Fest with me.
We're doing Vic Fest with one Paul B. Edwards, but it's an acoustic one. We'll say acoustic for us. It's just
a
drum and bass.
I'll have an electric guitar.
Yeah, I'll have an electric guitar and pedal, so it'll still be loud. But yeah, we're doing that, and that's at 4 o'clock on the Monday the 30th.
That will not necessarily include a ball gown.
Yeah, there probably won't be any ball gowns in that, but because it's in the middle of the afternoon, so it might be more kind of like pims and floppy hats.
Cool. Right, now, is the album a physical release, or is it download only?
No, it will be download.
It would be vinyl if it could be.
Yeah.
Right.
It is here on this compact disc. That's what it looks like.
You have it, officially.
There, I'm showing the phone.
That looks fantastic.
And it is a physical release, which is why we thought an album launch party was all and quite old school, which suits us. It would have been on tapes if they were reliable and weren't rubbish.
78.
But there you are, 78. But we're going to put it onto iTunes.
Right.
And make it downloadable from there, basically after this gig tonight.
So it will be on iTunes
over the weekend.
By the time you've heard this.
Yes, it'll be on iTunes by the time you have heard this.
And we find the album on iTunes by just typing in The Metatrons.
Yeah, The Metatrons is what it will be.
Yeah. And is there a track you'd like me to play off it right now?
Actually, we've put quite a few tunes out all over the web at the moment, but one of the ones that's not up there at the moment is a song called Aerosol, which we'll be playing
tonight.
No,
it's for my armpits.
I can see why you're a comedian. Yes, that would be a great one to play. Aerosol.
We'll play it now. Thanks very much. The Metatrons and Aerosol, Tony. And I don't know whether you got the reference where I said, oh, it is for my armpits. But it's an old Hale and Pace. No, Smith and Jones, I think it was. Okay. From the Alas Smith and Jones series, when two Swedish blokes go into a chemist and one said, I would like some antiperspirant. And they said, Aerosol? Goes, no, it is for my armpits. anyway... We're going to play another track off that Metatron CD at some point, because that was the one they wanted me to play, but it's not my favourite one on it. And you know what I'm like. I like playing my favourite ones. Straight on with the next track now. This is Gambarbi, Crazy Freedom.
Let me do why I would lie. 銀色のスカルのように
was Gan Barbie. I'm sorry, that's easy for me to say. That was Gan Barbie and Crazy Freedom. You're listening to the Planet Smash Underneath us right now. They are from, we got those from Japan Files. And it's, there's only the single Crazy Freedom on there. There's only one other track on it. So I've been a little bit cheeky playing it, but I just really liked it. What do I know is, Tony, I can't remember whether the Metatrons mentioned their MySpace page in the last bit, but what is the Metatrons MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheMetatrons?
No, MySpace.com/TheMetatronsRock.
Yeah.
And what is Gan Barbie's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/GanBarbie?
It is, which is spelled G-A-N-B-A-R-B-I-E. So it's Tony 3, Boy to be the Internet 2. Already closer than I thought it would be, but I think I've had it. Do visit Japan Files if you get a chance to say there's loads and loads and loads of good music on there. And there was something else I was going to say that I've already forgotten. Have you got a gig guide?
I do.
Brilliant. Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide?
I'm guessing 12
bar. It is. Yeah, if you do have a gig you'd like to promote, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. It can be anywhere in the world. It is an international gig guide, after all. I don't want you to think we just do 12-bar gigs. If you have your own, or if there's a gig in your area you'd like to announce or think is worthy of mention, please do email it across. We'll promote it. But this is the 12-bar section, so a week's worth of gigs starting tomorrow, Wednesday, 11th of May. We have Truck Stop Honeymoon and John Francis. Not much more information on that, but how much do you think that is?
It might not be the information, but I reckon there's the notage. I'm going £6.
£8.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Well, they make what they lose in information, they make up for in price.
Yeah. Then about Thursday, I think they didn't announce it yet, so there'll be something on, but we'll check the website out. So we'll go straight to Friday. Friday the 13th of May.
Ooh.
Again, acts to be confirmed. Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous Night.
It has the seal of approval from here, and I'm calling it £6.
It is £6.
It will, whatever bands they've got on, it'll be a great night.
Yeah. And Saturday, the Penny Black Remedy and Support. More information on that must be the London Calling's week off or something.
Must be.
Yeah, so.
Well.
How much do you think?
£6?
It is £6.
Phew.
And Sunday, 15th of May, Sophie Madeline, Corner Laughers, 3 Minute Tease, and the Doll Mechanics.
Crikey.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
No, £5.
Every week I get the wrong guy. Oh,
yeah.
Keep getting the five as well.
And on Monday.
It's a Sunday fiver, isn't it, effectively?
It must be, yeah.
Yeah, Sunday fiver.
There you go. Monday, 16th of May, Adam Temple, Jamie Hay, and Maybe Yes No. Monday night, how much do you think that is?
I don't know anymore. £3.
Fiver.
Fiver again?
Yeah.
I won't be able to go to that one, of course. I'll be in Croatia.
You will. And finally, next Tuesday, 17th of May, the Mighty Between Mike Brightley, James Cannon, and David Owen. A lot on there. So how much is that is?
£6.
It is £6.
It is £6. I got that one right. I got a few right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Does that conclude
Tony's International Geek Guide
12-bar?
It does.
Well, in that case, then we should get on with the next song. This has come through from TNS. That's Not Skanking. And thanks very much for sending us stuff through. I love when he sends stuff through, because to start with they were just sending us, it was, I don't mean it was all the same genre, but the music was very similar, but now they've started to branch out a bit and they're sending some different stuff. This is an example of that. This is an album, where is it now, I've got this here. This is an album called Songs from the Floor. Heartache, Chasters, Devastation, Serenades and Eloquent Peons to Pissing Up the Wrong Fucking Tree. It's absolutely brilliant, this album. It is, it's not even fair to call it country punk. It's been described as various things that it's not. I'm going to let you make your own minds up about this. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Medicine Bow's website?
TheMedicineBow.com.
It is! Ooh! Tony 4, probably be the internet too. This is the walking, talking, spluttering Rock Gut Blues.
Blue soul, give me down that rock and roll, back to the sound, sound, back and roll. When it's great, this is what it never went to. Back from here, understand the shit we do. Like a flick of cigarette, the rain of film dissipates. Sheriff's milk and breath of smoke. Spirit of yesterday,
to the Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
If you have nothing else to add to the show.
Nope. But the beds are always there.
You're not doing anything this week.
Yeah.
No. Good job I am then. This Friday, I'm doing my next comedy show in Hitchin, and it's going to be a cracker. It features Jeff Boys and Steve Best. It's going to be really good. And after the show, we finally have a new after show party to do, which I'm very, very pleased about, at Bliss Nightclub in Hitchin, where they're having a 70s and 80s alternative and indie sort of disco, if you like, old fashioned disco thing. Free entry. Now, my gig finishes about 11 o'clock, and until 11:30 up there, they have got drinks promotions, so you'll be able to get a cheap beer up there before everything kicks in, and it goes on to 2:30. I will be there until 2:30. I'll probably get a taxi home. What would we not really wanting to get the train back to Letchworth after what happened last Friday?
No.
Saturday night, I'll be in Letchworth with the same bill at Letchworth Arts Centre, and afterwards we'll be going to the Arena Tavern, which again is free to get in. You go have a load of drinks. I will be staying with people all the time now that my confidence is shot and I'm waiting for victim support, and I'm not the happy lad I was a week ago after being punched in the side of the head. I am, you know, it's all right, but I want to really make out I'm really suffering. it isn't nice to be punched in the back of the head, but worse things happen, you know. I didn't actually get injured that badly injured anyway. Sunday night, I'm doing my gig in Biggleswade at the Rose, which is on the high street, and it features Jeff Boys again, this time supported by Sol Bernstein. As I understand it, tickets for that show are £8 and available from the bar. The other two shows are £10 to get in, £8 if you are a member. And that's what I'm doing this week. I won't be drinking on Sunday because I'll be driving up to the gig, and then I'll be driving back, and then I'll be going to bed, hopefully to get some sleep, because on Monday I'm flying to Croatia to do some gigs. And I'll be doing gigs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, flying back Friday when I've got a gig in Leicester Square.
Wow.
It's a bit of a weird run, isn't it, to go Biggleswade, Zagreb, Osijek, Varaždin, somewhere else, and then Leicester Square. But it's just how it works out. So I'm very, very busy next week. So we'll be recording the show on Sunday afternoon, but you'll still put it up at the same time, won't you?
Yeah, I think that's best.
All right, okay. Yeah. All right, cool. So that's that. That's me this week. You're doing nothing. I'll find out something off you in the next bit. In the meantime, this is another TNS release out right now. This is Beat the Red Light. And depending on whether you believe the CD cover or what comes up on the computer, it's either Rout or Rut, but I'm calling it Rout. Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Beat the Red Light from their album Salt the Lands. This album is brutal, fast, catchy, and excellent. I like Beat the Red Light. They're a good bunch of lads, and I met them at Strummer Camp last year. Strummer Camp's about to happen this year, and unfortunately I can't be there this year, but it's going to be excellent again, I'm sure. What I want to know is, what is Beat the Red Light's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Beat the Red Light.
It is. It's Tony Five, probably the internet too. This is something of a trousing this week, I have to say. Now, Tony, have you had a twat?
No.
Oh, dear.
No. Still, it's been quite a year for twat this year. So again, assuming all the twats haven't been become extinct, do email me if you have one. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and reason. It's that simple. Clearly, from what Paul was saying, there are twats out there. So, you know.
Yeah, I've got one.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. So, go on. I'm seeing how many sentences you can string together before I have to come in again. There are some other things we would like you to do, as usual.
Yeah.
The first, which is reviewing us at iTunes. How do they do that, Tony?
Yeah, so you need to go to punkyrage.com. At the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It'll take you to iTunes and our music store page, where you can log in. You will have to log in. It's all free. And when you've logged in, you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you're not in either, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, your review, and we'll read it on the show. A few reviews make a massive difference, as we always say. One or two will move up the featured rankings quite a lot, so do get them in if you have a moment.
It helps everybody. It doesn't take you long, and it helps absolutely everybody. That is correct. Now, I promised you earlier on in the show, Tony, I promised you more from Timo the Grinch.
Yes.
This came through this week to PaulieB at punkyradio.com. Please do send your emails in. I like to get them. This is self-explanatory. Hi, Paulie. Mr. St. George's stroke Easter special for some reason, open brackets, stupid iTunes, close brackets. So you get my comments on the show now. I was surprised to hear a song in German and you talking German. But in your little German history blurb, you missed the fact that the show was published on April the 20th. Hitler's birthday.
Oops.
No, we don't celebrate it. Read bad movies. If you think that movie was bad, try the bad film. I don't know which film I was on about. Oh, yes, I do. It was that awful Irish one. If you think that movie was bad, try the Bad Film Club. And the website for that is badfilmclub.co.uk. And yes, I have had a look at that before, and it has got a fantastic list. And then he goes on for the 300th Sparta episode. He said that, not me. I'd like to hear something from Miho Wada. Any song. Really like her music. Now, the thing is that the last album she sent me is all live stuff. So I will have a look through it to see if there's anything else I can play on it. But I will also send her an email this week saying, have you got any other fast MP3s you can play? Because some of her stuff is slow, and I really like the fast stuff. He said, also, how about an updated intro, e.g. Robin's Nest, etc. That's a very good point, Tony.
And
seeing as we will be down here recording it live, we will update it, because it does still say from the Heart of Sure Forest and a Homer's Lodge, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Or
Funky
something
Tree
like
House,
that.
I think.
From the Funky Tree House. Yeah, and it is now called Robin's Nest, so we will sort that out for you, sir. And we'll do that for the 300th show. Sparta! It is also a nice reminder that there's still time for you to get your votes in for the songs you would like us to play. So if there's something you'd like us to play, either put it on the Punky Radio Facebook page, include it in your Podcast Daddy votes, or email it to either me, PaulieB@punkyradio.com, or you, Tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll make sure we try and get them. The likelihood is that we won't get all the songs you want in the 300th show, so we might sort of have a month of celebrating shows and do it that way and get a few that you've asked for in all the way through. So keep the votes coming in. That's the important thing. Right, last track on the show, Tony.
Okay.
And we go back to the first band we played this week, because I'm loving them. This is another one from The Movements. We don't need to go through their website again. You've already won this week, 5-2. I'm not very happy about it. Enjoy this. Thinking Too Far. Go! That was The Movements. I strongly recommend that you get their album if you can. I think they're absolutely brilliant. I'll probably play something else off them in a few weeks' time as well, because I'm just really rating The Movements. There's quite a few things that we'd like you to do, if that's all right. If you haven't listened to us online before, please do, at either hussyskunk.com or Roach Radio, that you'll find on Facebook, that still carry this show weekly. We'd also like your votes at Podcast Alley. I particularly haven't had any jokes or poems in a while, and I ask every week, but I really like them. So please do send them to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, either Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs. Tony, is there anything you want? Twat, I imagine.
I need twat. It's drying up and it's getting a little bit sick. So please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Want a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Simple as that. Email me now.
Email me now.
Email me now.
Anything else you can think of?
A couple of things. Well, still need your suggestions at punkyradio.com. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Anything you'd like to see on there, and we'll see if we can do it. And don't forget, you can check our Mevio site, punkyradio.mevio.com, and you can listen to all the old shows and stuff.
It's actually
on the site.
A really good way to listen to Punky.
Yeah.
On there, you click straight on it, it starts straight away, it just gets going, and if you decide to listen all day, it just goes to the show previous and works its way back, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's got years and years with shows on there, so
yeah, if you can really be bothered. There is a lot of Punky Radio on there. Thanks ever so much for listening this week. As we approach our 300th show, all I can say from the bottom of my heart is thank you, and from the heart of my bottom, please don't punch me in the head. I don't like it very much.
No.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo. A poo.